You're listening to KNKX. The Save the Showbox campaign has picked up more momentum after the Seattle City Council voted to temporarily expand the boundaries of the Pike Place Market Historic District. Tens of thousands of supporters have also signed a petition calling for the venue to receive landmark status. The outcry over the potential demolition of the beloved building prompted KNKX reporter Ariel Van Cleve to talk with Leonard Garfield about the history of the venue. He's executive director of Seattle's Museum of History and Industry, or MOHAI. He starts by explaining what the city was like when the Showbox first opened nearly 80 years ago.
Seattle was really a rough and tumble place. You know, we think of Seattle today as a sophisticated, wealthy community with a veneer of high tech. If you scratch the surface a little bit, you're going to find Seattle from the mid-20th century, and it was a pretty raw-edged place. There were an awful lot of guys in town because we had industries that were often transient. We were a waterfront city. You all add all that together, and you have the Seattle of the mid-20th century, which was a much rougher place than it is today.
So the Showbox opens in 1939, and it's sort of giving a little bit of class potentially to the city. At first, when it first opened, there was a dinner and dancing that was going on, certain acts that were playing. Can you talk about how the Showbox served the community?
Well, almost from its first day in 1939, the Showbox was a showcase of the best musical talent, and the city was excited about it. I mean, it regularly sold out. It was a popular place to be. So think of names like Duke Ellington or Louis Armstrong or Sarah Vaughan. They all performed at the Showbox.
So you mentioned Duke Ellington and Louis Armstrong, and the thing about the Showbox is that this was also an opportunity for African-American performers to play in front of predominantly white audiences.
And that was unusual in America in the mid-20th century. You know, American popular culture has largely been a culture that's been inspired and built by African-Americans. But for decades, Black performers could not perform before white audiences, and Black audiences could not go into quote-unquote white venues. Mm-hmm. The Showbox played with that differently. They had Black performers, and they had the best, and they had Black musicians from the Seattle musician community, including the Blacks Musician Union. So in decades before we saw true integration of entertainment venues, the Showbox began to bring those Black performers to Seattle audiences, and that began to change the racial complexion of entertainment in Seattle.
Well, let's talk about the location. There was some conversation that happened during the Seattle City Council meeting where they were discussing potentially moving the Showbox to a different place, but at least having the Showbox still exist. But there was also some concern about everything happened in the building. It's the location. It's not just the building itself. Do you find that to be the case, considering the fact that it's positioned in a certain spot in the city?
Well, the Showbox is in a very special place. Think about it, if you will. Mm-hmm. First Avenue was the working spine of the city. At one end, you had Pioneer Square, which in the late 30s and 40s was down and out. And at the upper end, you began to get into the nicer retail district. Not too far away, the wholesomeness, if you will, of the Pike Place Market. The Showbox was sort of straddling those two worlds, and it was very intentionally placed there. It was a place everybody could get to. It was right where it needed to be, which was the middle of the action. And it's hard to imagine the Showbox succeeding on Capitol Hill back in the day, or down in south of Yesler. It really was a First Avenue establishment, and so much of its history is tied in with the history of that particular street and that location.
You know, we've been talking about this rich history and the fact that the venue has been there through a lot of different points in time throughout Seattle's history. But is that enough? Like, what is it about this venue in particular that you've seen so many people? It just pulls on their heartstrings so much.
Well, it does. To me, the Showbox is emblematic of Seattle as a music city. You know, we think of ourselves as a high-tech city, as a plain manufacturing city. But our music history is so important. And it's not just that relatively slender slice of pop culture from recent decades. It goes all the way back into the 20s and 30s. Seattle really was the center of the vaudeville circuits on the West Coast back in the early 20th century. And music is just one of those things that connects with people. Because if you think about it, the Showbox was often the place where you saw something for the first time, or the only time, or the best time. And people remember those things, and the Showbox just stands in for all those great memories. But it really stands in for decades and decades of deeply rooted entertainment history and heritage in our community.
That was MOHAI Executive Director Leonard Garfield speaking with KNKX reporter Ariel Van Cleve about the historical significance of Seattle's Showbox.